ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
We have been moving to that all morning. That's Funky Town from Pseudo Echo, and the band revolutionised the Australian music landscape with their avant-garde synth-pop style. They were catapulted to chart success after becoming the first unsigned band to appear on the Countdown stage. That's quite a title to have. Now with 10 studio albums and 12 ARIA nominations under their belt, Pseudo Echo are hitting the clubs with their Machine Tour. Founding band member and frontman Brian Canham joins me now. Brian, great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
You were moving as well. You're not sick of Funky Town.
Yes, it's interesting enjoying it from an audience perspective.
Why did you decide to cover that song back in the day?
You know, it started out, like you got to remember, it was 1985, 86 when I decided we'd do it. Mm. And the original version was released in 1980.
That's right.
Back in those days, 5 years was a very short period to do a cover in. And we were kind of being a bit cheeky. We introduced it into our live set. We just jammed on it one afternoon and I was taking the guys through it and said, like, I think it goes something like this. Remember this song? And we're sort of being all nostalgic about it and just started jamming it. And so we said, how about we throw it in the encore? And we're on our Love and Adventure tour. So we put in the encore and it brought the house down. We couldn't believe
it.
We thought we might get booed. We weren't sure. But we changed it so much that it was a lot more rockier as the final version. And so it wasn't long after that that we just decided we need to record this and put it out.
You sure did make it your own, particularly the bass riffs in your version of Funky Town are fantastic. I remember jumping around at Blue Light Discos with that absolutely thumping through the speakers. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. You know, we sort of, you know, we just, like I said, we didn't really listen to it that closely to the original. Even today when I listen to the original, I go, oh, I got that bit different. I changed that. I don't think I meant to change the melody that way, but I did nonetheless. And, so it was just kind of really experimental. And funnily enough, the original version had this big arty introduction on it.
That's right.
Which we cut off in the end and that just it was never found again. But I'm glad we did.
I was doing a search this morning because we had lines in our introductions this morning about going to Funky Town. I thought I'd better just check that it's not some sexual reference that I'm not aware to. But the original song, so it was about the original band Lips Inc. Yep. They wanted to go from Minneapolis to New York City.
That was
Funky Town.
I always saw it as a kind of a metaphor for finding your place, you know, your happiness, your goal in life. Mm. And when I viewed it that way, it made more sense. And I said, I know they were talking about literally New York, but really we can all have our own Funky Town.
That's right. Well, I wanted to make sure exactly what I was talking about there. What's the first music that you fell in love with as a kid?
Oh, wow. I think as a kid there was this song, I can't even remember who it was by, but it was called Surfer Dan,
and it was
kind of like a knockoff of the Beach Boys. Mm. That was my first 45, and then I bought Leon Russell's Tightrope, and I also had the Stones' Little Queenie. So old school records, you know. And then it wasn't until I really started to tune into music and find out who was who. And I can remember getting Skyhooks Living in the 70s and thinking, oh, this girl can really sing. You know? And then go, Shirley. It's a guy. I loved it. I thought, what a sound, you know, like you couldn't quite pinpoint. Is it a guy? Is it a girl? What, you know, I love that about
great.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. And back then as well, if you had pocket money rattling around in your pocket, rather than going from one thing to another on Spotify, choosing what you were going to buy or what you're going to ask for your birthday, it was a big deal. Kids really thought it through.
Absolutely. Like, that's right. You're going to part with your hard-earned cash. And, you know, I would buy an album every time I could, you know, afford one. Luckily for me, I had four older brothers and they all loved their music too. So we'd stash all the records in a big pile, like, you know, catalogued. And I would just love that. You know, I'd look through and go, what's this? What's this? Mm. And I'd find these random albums and I'd really pick them for the artwork, which is strange because I ended up falling in love with the artwork of this company, Hypnosis. Mm. And they did dozens and dozens of albums in the 70s out of the UK, the US. And for some reason, when I look back now, I can tell they were the ones that I was drawn to. So it was mainly, you know, judging the book by a cover and then putting it on and going, yeah, I love it.
And Brian, there was physically a kind of reverence as well because records were fragile. So if you'd spent your hard earned on this thing and you didn't want to mess it up, and brothers, I guess, would thump you if you damaged them at all, there was a kind of sense of respect and reverence for putting this thing on.
Yeah, absolutely. My dad, he was just avant-garde with the whole setup of the recording. You know, he had the best Pioneer stereo and the biggest speakers, and he would have this record cleaning kit. It was a little roller and a special spray and all this stuff, and he'd change the needle, the head all the time. And, you know, so I was kind of in good hands already.
You're heading out on this tour. Who are Pseudo Echo fans these days? Who do you think they are?
Wow, it's really broad these days because, you know, you've got the old school fans. They're still coming along and there's a lot of them. And so I guess they're over 50. Some of them look pretty good still, you know.
Thanks.
And that's right. But strangely enough, you know, we'd start seeing this young audience and we're thinking, this is cool, but they're the kids of our fans. And now they're taking it on themselves and they're bringing people and so it's such a broad audience. It's definitely from 18 up to about 60, like, you know, and on a regular basis. So I guess the concert series, there were even younger people there. There was sort of you could see a definitive older audience but with lots of young kids. And then the club is more maybe, you know, 20 to 45 dominantly. Yeah.
And as we were hearing in the news this morning, just keeping live venues going, it is a battle, isn't it? A lot of places you would have played have gone.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there were so many back in the day. But, you know, and it can be challenging for us because, you know, we just come off the back of doing a concert series and then we said, look, we need to bring it into the clubs because people want to dance and you can't always dance in the concert halls. So then it's finding the suitable clubs. Like sometimes we just go, we just wear it and it's a grungy old pub and they're playing the bloody races and we have to ask them to turn off the screens. And, you know, we want to bring our concert show into the clubs if we can. So most times we'll squeeze it in if it's possible.
Mm. Well, fantastic. Well, as someone who grew up on it, I remember in country South Australia, my brother would be driving the ute to the bus stop and I would have our little cassette and radio sitting on my lap because we didn't have one in the ute, so I was the DJ for the commute to school. It was fantastic. We absolutely loved it.
Absolutely, the good old cassette.
Yeah, it was great. Brian, best wishes for this tour, the Machine Tour, going around the country. Jump online if you want to have a look and get some tickets. So great to actually meet you and thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you. Nice to chat.
That's Brian Canham there, founding band member and frontman for Pseudo Echo.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.